Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep-fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jazz Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for four pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam dunk six wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. Two pieces for $10 or three for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
98Q Country.
8:35 to play, fourth quarter. Bucks trying to come from behind to win here in Washington, D.C. Before we do anything else, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Well, the Wizards with a basketball after that timeout. It's a three-point shot from Corey Kispert. He leaves it short as Giannis comes away with a rebound, moves it ahead to Pat Connaughton. Connaughton will feed Portis. He's going to squeeze one off from three. Misses short. Neither team hit threes with any regularity tonight. The Bucks is 24%. Had that stretch where they hit four or five at the end of the third quarter, but that's been about it tonight for the Bucks outside shooting. Wizards just 8 of 31 at 26%. Kispert's got it. He's working on A.J. Green. Trying to back his way in. Got it in the paint now. Bodies him up now. Sends it out. Catch and shoot three. That misses from Vucevic. Long rebound. Batted out. And it's going to be picked up by Butler. He's challenged by Giannis. Couldn't finish the shot. Giannis played great defense on him. And now he's got it going the other way. Giannis into the front court. He spins into the paint. Lays it in with the right hand. That was a fiendishly good move from the Greek freak as he lays it in up close. Got it back to a three-point game now. 7:32 to play now. Here's a spin move from Poole. He takes it inside, kicks it out. Gill passed up on a three, may have gotten away with a travel. Puts the shot over the front iron and good. Rattles that one through. He may have held onto that pivot foot, but it wasn't by much. Five-point game again. 7:15 to go in the fourth. Giannis crouched over as he's got it straight ahead. Defended by Anthony Gill. Spins. Looks to pass it. He'll get it to Crowder. Crowder on the near wing off to Portis. Portis left of the lane. Trying to body up again. Backs his way inside. Fades and fires the kiss shot off the window. No good. Here's Poole going the other direction for the Wizards. He's into the front court trying to shake the defense of Connaughton. Step back three. Back iron too strong. Rebound reeled in by Portis. He'll give it to Giannis. Giannis going the other way. A head full of steam again. Goes driving through the lane. Missed the shot, but he was fouled. I'll tell you what. Right now, the Wizards, like many teams before them, have no answers for Antetokounmpo when he is driving, going downhill against them. Foul went on Jordan Poole, his third foul, and Giannis to the line again. Can he make his free throws tonight? That's been the question. Back-to-back 35-point double-doubles for Giannis coming into this one tonight. He is creeping toward that mark again with 29 points, 14 rebounds, and 10 assists. A triple-double. His 10th of the season. A career high in a season for Giannis. First of two is on the way and good. Well, he's starting to lock in just a little bit here more of late. We've talked about those numbers when Giannis has been able to amass those triple-doubles this season. The Bucks record, not where you'd think it would be. They're just 5-4 this year when he has a triple-double. 36-8 over the 44 career triple-doubles he's had, but just 5-4 this year. If they lose tonight, 5-5. That would be staggering. But he hits the second free throw, and he is showing no intent of losing this one tonight. The 11-2 run for the Bucks. Going back almost the last 4 minutes or so. 9 of those points from the guy who just hit those 2 free throws, Giannis. Carrying his team here in the fourth. Vucevic spins inside. Nice move around Crowder, and then he floats that up and in. That was a nice-looking move from the rookie. So Milwaukee going the other way down by 5 again, 104-99. Here's Pat Connaughton, works it to Green. Green going to launch from 3. Got it! A.J. Automatic sticks the 3 from the near wing. Back to a 2-point game on that jump shot. Poole swiveling before he gets it to Gill. Back to Poole. He'll send it over the head of Gill and out of bounds back to Milwaukee. So the Bucks have played their way back into the thick of this thing. Giannis is going to get a chance to recharge the battery one last time with 6 minutes to go. We'll see how the Bucks can handle that. He checks out. Middleton comes in. No Dame Lillard tonight for the Bucks. They're in a battle here on the front of a back-to-back with Memphis resting comfortably in Milwaukee, ready for tomorrow night's game. Here's Portis. He's going to launch one for the lead. 3-pointer, no good, short. Rebound underneath by Gill. He'll hand it to Poole. 5:43 to go now in the fourth quarter. An unexpectedly tight game here tonight from Capital One Arena. Poole goes into the air. He puts up the shot. Tough mid-range J over Crowder. Bucks will go the other way. Down by 4 again. 106-102. Here's Chris Middleton into the front court. Thought about the 3. Gives it to Crowder instead. Now he's got it back in his mitts on the left wing. Again, a hesitation. Thought about the 3. Shot clock at 10. Crowder's got it. He'll tee one up. Can't hit the 3. Bucks settled for a shot there. When Giannis is out, that offense, well, it looks different, particularly with no Giannis and no Dame here tonight. And they weather it while Giannis gets some brief time. He's already back on his feet, getting set to check in again. Giannis has played 32 minutes tonight. Top of the arc, Butler drives in on Portis, and he's challenged but lays it in anyway. Bucks going the other direction now. Lead is back to 6 now for the Wizards. Middleton will hand it to Green, right back to Chris. Chris Middleton on the near wing, trying to give his team a spark. They need it right now. 2 straight buckets for the Wizards. Here's Portis. Zings the pass to the corner. Pat Connaughton misses strong on the 3. Rebound to Portis. Back to Connaughton. He'll try it again. It's the same result. Rebound tip to Connaughton. He drives baseline. Sends out to Middleton. Now Green's turn. He misses the 3. Another rebound for Connaughton. And finally, he will go inside and lay it in off the glass. What a series that was. 3 good looks at 3s. All 3 missed, but crashing the offensive boards. The Bucks get some needed points. 4:05 to go in regulation. 108-104. Wizards with a lead in the ball. It's Poole at the top of the arc. Defended by Middleton. Drives in on him. Challenged by Crowder. Couldn't get the shot. He got a late, and I do mean a late, whistle. As it was almost about a second or two after he put that shot up. Jordan Poole has scored 14 points, but it's been his distribution that has been his biggest contribution tonight. He's got a career high with 13 assists tonight. And he's got a chance to go to the free throw line as Bobby Portis was saddled with a foul, his second. So here is Jordan Poole out of Rufus King High School in northern Milwaukee, where he started his high school career before transferring to La Lumiere School in Indiana as a senior, where he played with Jaren Jackson Jr. and Brian Bowen. But the Milwaukee native trying to come through here in clutch time with 3:55 to go, and he sticks the first of 2. 87% free throw shooter. Here comes Giannis back in. It wasn't a long rest on the bench, but he's back in for Crowder. Also back in for the Bucks. Malik Beasley replaces A.J. Green, who had a couple big threes for the Bucks here tonight off the bench in his 13 minutes. Second free throw is good for Poole. Beasley struggled with his shot for much of the game the other night, but he made some big ones late. And the win for Milwaukee and Atlanta. Let's see if he can do something similar tonight. That leads back to six. Giannis spinning down low, in traffic, lays it in between three defenders. Just no answer for Giannis. 33 now for Giannis to go with his 14 rebounds and 10 assists. Wizards going the other way into the front court. It's Jordan Poole, top of the arc, defended by Connaughton. Hesitation, takes it in, sends a high pass going to the far side. Hesitation from Avdija, sends out top. Kispert drills the three from straight on and comes away, pumping his fist. So Corey Kispert, two away from his career high of 29 points. Giannis feeds it out of the corner. Beasley couldn't answer on the three. Oh, that's a tough break. Wizards going to use the timeout now. It's a seven-point lead for Washington, as this Wizards team is quite simply made more big plays. You take Giannis out of the mix, this would be a lopsided affair. Now, that's easy to say. Any team that has Giannis is going to have quite the advantage, but boy, other guys need to step up. The offense has gone stagnant for much of the evening. It has been watch Giannis go to work. And that has kind of been the formula outside of some three-point shots. And unfortunately for the Bucks tonight, the three-point shot's not working, just 10 of 44. I asked Doc Rivers before this game tonight. Now, we got a timeout. Let's take it with him. We'll come back in a moment. Again, it's a 113-106 lead for the Wizards. Now this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Just like the Milwaukee Bucks, Jockey is proud to call Wisconsin home. Always family-owned, we embrace the core values of family, community, and tradition. Our values hold us to a higher standard that goes beyond making high-quality underwear and apparel. For nearly 150 years, we've been providing comfort and caring for generations of families. Because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Jockey. Take 25% off any Jockey.com purchase with code word BUCKS. Exclusions apply.
The NBA app is everyone's app. Every fan of every team.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone who follows LeBron, Tatum, and Embiid in the app. Every warrior who's ready to go to battle over three-point percentages. Every streetwear king who's here for the tunnel fits. Every young buck, nugget, and grizzly who wants to take a peek behind the scenes of the league. And everyone else on this floating basketball we call Earth. Download the NBA app today. Available in the Google Play, Apple App, and Android stores.
Pick and Save always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices. And when you download the Pick and Save app, you can enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. Plus, you can earn fuel points to save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. And with a Boost membership, you'll save even more with double fuel points and free delivery. So you can always save big every day with our savings and rewards. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Time to take a look at your network health fourth quarter numbers presented by Network Health. They make health insurance affordable and understandable. If you're looking for individual coverage, Medicare Advantage plans, or even coverage for your employees, visit networkhealth.com. They've got a plan for you. With the Bucks trailing 113-106 with 3 minutes to go, it has been Washington hitting 8 of 15 shots this quarter. The Bucks 8 of 22 shots, 36% here in the fourth. It's Denny Avdija with the basketball now for the Wizards, who go to work. They send it to the corner. Anthony Gill drives laterally, floats up there, runner, and he gets it to drop from about 8 feet out. Washington out in front by nine, and it is getting late early for the Bucks. They have got to get it going. If not led it at any point here in the second half, have cut it to a three-point game on a couple occasions. Chris Middleton zeros in from three at the top of the arc. Needed three-pointer there, gets it back to a six-point game. Still time, but it's starting to work against the Bucks here. Wizards with the basketball going the other way. Jordan Poole's into the front court, leading 115-109. Bucks have trailed by as many as 15 here in the second half. Poole, step back three, back iron, no good. Giannis with a rebound, going the other direction now for Milwaukee. He's into the front court, driving downhill. Tries to send a pass out. He got fouled. And for the Wizards, they had a foul to give. No, traveling call. Traveling call will give it back to the Wizards. Well, you got to tip your cap to this Wizards team. They're missing six rotation players to injury, and then they got three more out on G League assignment tonight that have been actually playing to try to help fill that void. Just nine available players tonight, but boy, they have soldiered up. 115 to 109. They've got the lead in the basketball, trying to pull the shocker tonight. Here's a pass and a three-point try. Missing it and then falling down was, that was Vucevic. And now Middleton the other way for the Bucks, crossing over. Step back three on the way. That's too strong. Long rebound, though, goes right back to him. He will send inside Giannis. Looked like he got fouled there, but no call as the ball was knocked out of bounds by Anthony Gill. So Milwaukee ball with 1:34 to go and 11 to shoot. Giannis takes the inbound pass. Swiveling around, working on Gill's defense again. Backs his way in, spins around him, and lays it in. Man, Anthony Gill, little saloon door swinging gate defense there. Giannis went right by him. Got it to a four-point game. Wizards go the other direction. Ogdi is into the front court. He's defended by Middleton. Top of the arc. Dribbling with the right hand. Wearing the white arm sleeve on that left arm. Around the screen from Kispert. Pick and roll. Here's a three-pointer. It was contested, and he was flailing trying to get the foul call, but it went right to Kispert. He'll get to Gill. Gill drives inside. He slings it to the corner. The shot clock violation is going to give it back to the Bucks. Again, on that three-point try, Avdija was flailing his arms around, trying to get the call, and he didn't get it. And then Kispert, when he caught the air ball, was behind the rim. He was going to try to go back up with it, but he was behind the backboard when he caught it, so he had to pass it away, and the clock was winding down. So the Bucks still very much in the thick of this thing through all of this, down by four with a minute to go now. Giannis, top of the arc. Going to hand it off to Middleton. Middleton being crowded outside around the Giannis screen. Drives to the free throw line. Sends a pass to Connaughton. He drives baseline. Trying to get it to Giannis in a crowd. Giannis loses it. Picked up going the other way, Vucevic. He'll hand to Kispert, and the Wizards with a four-point lead and 38 seconds to go. And that possession, a bit of a summation of the way this game is played out tonight for Milwaukee. The passing was a little off from the guys, not able to catch the ball in rhythm and put the shot up the way they wanted to in that spot. It put them in a couple of scrambling positions. And so the timeout is used now by Washington. They'll have one more to use. The Bucks right now with two timeouts still at their disposal. We are presented by Pottawatomie. If you're ready to spark something new at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee, you'll find the latest slots and table games, plus new dining, bars, and a luxury hotel. Light up your senses at Pottawatomie. So for Milwaukee, they will need to dig deep now. Expending a lot of energy tonight on the front of a back-to-back with the Memphis Grizzlies due up tomorrow night in Milwaukee. And what looked to be a fairly promising stretch with teams in the bottom echelon of the NBA standings is off to a tough start here tonight. Minus Damian Lillard, the Bucks are 1-5 this season. And again, Pat Beverly left this game with an ankle injury. We were told he got it taped up and he was back out on the court, but he is not return to the game in that time. So Milwaukee has been down two point guards, and that has something to do with what we're seeing. But even when Pat Bev was out there, it was not pretty at times. So Bucks have dialed it up a little more here in the second half for sure, but three-point shots not falling for either side. Wizards 9 of 37, the Bucks 11 of 46. Neither side shooting above 24%, both of them right at about that 24% mark. Here comes the inbound pass from Kispert. He's on the far side. Lofts it to Poole, who tracks it down to the backcourt. With 12 to shoot, 32 to play. Poole's got it at the front of the court at the top of the arc. Defended by Beasley. Sends it off. Now they'll get it to the corner. Here's a three-pointer from Anthony Gill. Misses it. Connaughton away with a rebound, and he got fouled. Timeout used by the Bucks. I believe that was a foul. Maybe it was just a quick timeout. So Milwaukee will use the timeout. They've still got one remaining with 21.9 seconds to go, down by four. What will Doc Rivers draw up here? Either way, you're going to have to foul after this because Washington is going to have the lead unless you get a four-point play here. This Wizards team not a particularly strong free throw shooting team typically. 23rd in the league, 76%. But tonight, they have hit 14 of their 17 free throws, and you have to think they're going to have to miss for Milwaukee to have a chance to get this thing here tonight. But, of course, first things first, Bucks got to find a way to score. The Bucks 17-5 this season against the bottom nine teams in the NBA. That's just 16th in the league. Their next three opponents are a combined 13-45 since the All-Star break. That includes tonight's game. After that, last five games of the season are against winning teams and top 10 defenses, and that may be just the relief the Bucks need the way this season has gone. Nothing easy about playing the so-called cellar dwellers of the NBA for this Bucks team this season. It's just periodically we've seen these where it's just been a battle, and they've lost some of them, as that number would bear out. So if Milwaukee trying to hold on to that two seed, but even more importantly, they need to be playing their best basketball. And right now, we have not seen that tonight. Giannis gets fouled immediately. They had one foul to give. Anthony Gill called for the foul. Middleton will send it in now. Next foul will be the penalty. Giannis, top of the arc, drives in on Gill, bounces off a couple players, works to Connaughton. He'll feed the corner, catch and shoot three. Beasley couldn't hit. Rebound to Middleton. He lays it right back up and in. He thought he was fouled. They got to get the inbound pass in. Bucks are swarming in the backcourt. They send it the length of the court up to Gill. Gill lost the ball going up, gets it back, and lays it in. 8.3 seconds to go, and this one's getting away. It has been a frenzied effort for the Bucks. 18 offensive rebounds, a season high for Milwaukee tonight, but the problem is they've had more shots than they would like to try to rebound. Wow. Second chance points, 23 of them for the Bucks tonight to just two for the Wizards. Rebounding, as we expected, would be the advantage for Milwaukee here in the second half in particular. It certainly has been. They've now out-rebounded the Wizards 57-42, but the problem is the three-point shots just continue to miss. Nobody's been struggling more than Malik Beasley, who missed that three. He is 1 of 10 tonight. 2 of 9 last time out, so he is a collective 3 of 19 from three-point range over the last two games. They were able to overcome it last time. He hit some timely ones for the Bucks last time out, but not able to get that one to go, and the Bucks trailing by 4 with 8.3 seconds remaining. And that was the last timeout to boot for the Bucks, as they spent it right there. Wizards will be playing tomorrow night as well. They take on the Lakers in this building. They've got two more home games to round out a six-game homestand for this Wizards team. Wizards team since February the 1st that ranks 28th in offensive efficiency. Just 37% shooting outside the restricted area. And in terms of points in the paint tonight, they have poured it on. 70 of them tonight. Here comes the inbound pass. It goes to Portis in the corner. He'll give to Connaughton. Leans back. Fires away from three. Off the mark. Middleton bats at it. And that will just about be that. Horn sounds, and the Wizards come away with the upset 117-113 tonight. Just their 15th win against 61 losses as Milwaukee drops their second of three here on the road, and the road continues to be a very troubling place for the Bucks this season, falling now to 18-20 away from home. We'll step aside, come back with more after these words. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
98Q Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish, and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
The YMCA is just a starting line, for the true self blooms only when we find our purpose, what makes us tick below the surface. Why is the before work hustle an after school home? A section of my block, a corner to call my own. With my why, I stand strong, seen and supported all along. It's a million faces in a mirror, and everyone belongs. Find your why. Join today at YMCA.org for a better us.
98Q Country is your home for sports play-by-play. The Bucks.
It's been a 50-year journey. Wisconsin, we've got a room at the top of the world tonight. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA champions.
The Brewers. Loggers.
He gets a snap, drops back, fires. He's got his man, and
he's got a touchdown.
Jawamigan Screaming Eagles.
He bounces off his guy to the left. He's able to take it all the way down the hill. Then he goes right. He just absolutely torches the defense for a touchdown.
Sports play-by-play on 98Q and 98QCountry.com.
Started.
Well, not the outcome that many folks probably predicted for this one tonight. A bit of a stunner here on the road in Washington, where the Wizards avoid the three-game sweep, beating the Bucks 117-113 here tonight in front of 16,492 fans at Capital One Arena. A reminder that this copyrighted broadcast of the National Basketball Association may not be retransmitted, reproduced, rebroadcasted, or otherwise distributed or used in any form without the express written consent of the NBA. We are presented by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Let's go Bucks. By Jockey. For nearly 150 years, Jockey's been providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. By Go Right Way, make us part of your next trip for stress-free service to and from the Milwaukee and Chicago airports. By Bally Sports Wisconsin, the heart to the Milwaukee Bucks fan. By Sargento Cheese, the official cheese of the Bucks. By Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. By Uline, the shipping and packaging supply specialist. By Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. By Cousin Subs, we believe in better. And by Michelob Ultra, it's only worth it if you enjoy it. When we come back, Justin Garcia will rejoin us. We will have post-game reaction from this one as well from Doc Rivers. That's all coming up on the Bucks post-game report. Tough one tonight for the Bucks, 117-113. They are upended by the Washington Wizards here tonight on the road. We're back after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Save big money on everything for your next project now at Menards. Check out our huge selection of Richmond water heaters. Whether it's electric, gas, or you're even thinking tankless options, Menards has what you need in stock. Ensure that you have hot water for when you need it most with a new Richmond water heater from Menards. Explore our entire selection of Richmond water heater options in store or online at Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Fans, the NBA playoffs are on their way. But before they begin, it's the SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament.
Winner advances, the loser goes home.
Eight teams vying for the last two spots in each conference.
Curry, bang!
Some teams will get in.
Do or die.
Others, Shaq, they're coming up short.
Forget about X's and O's. Who wants it more?
It's now or never. The playoffs are calling. But first, you gotta win to get in.
Shoot!
The SoFi NBA Play-In Tournament, April 16th through 19th on ESPN and TNT.
Suit up for the $800,000 Sports Car Series at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Pottawatomie. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscard. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
.117-113, the final in D.C. The Washington Wizards beat the Bucks tonight. That four-point margin of victory, the same as the margin at the half, as we're rejoined now for some final thoughts by Dave Kane. And, Dave, we talked before the game about points in the paint and the importance of that. It did appear to be very important tonight, only it was for the Washington Wizards and not the Bucks.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Wizards... They shot 51% against Milwaukee, and I mean that's just way too high for a team that came in struggling offensively, 27th in the league in offensive rating, 28th in the league in defensive rating. I mean, the problem is this is a repeat of something we've seen before, but that's the bad news. The good news is you won't see teams like this in the playoffs, but it sure is frustrating in the here and now when it just seems like sometimes focus is not there against some of these lower-rung teams for Milwaukee, and that not only a lower-rung team, but a team that was without seven rotation players and three guys that were unavailable from the G League playing in a G League playoff game tonight for the Go-Go. So, I mean, these guys had nine players at their disposal. They played all nine of them here tonight, and they were given reason to believe. And when you give a team reason to believe, you do so at your own peril. And the Bucks have been burned by this a couple times already this season, and it happens again here tonight in Washington. So, I, you know, big picture, what is the implication of something like this? I don't know. I really don't. I don't know if there is a huge implication. But, again, forget the seeding. This really comes down to this Bucks team needs to be playing its best basketball league. And unfortunately, the consistency just still hasn't. We just still haven't seen it. But as I talked with Doc Rivers before this game in our pregame interview, he said, you know, sometimes can a team find it in the playoffs? He said, yeah, and that may be what we're looking at. But, again, there's still seven games remaining, so we'll see if they can stem the tide here a little bit. But this was a bit of a sobering reality check for Milwaukee in terms of, you know, the fact that they are still fallible and at times can look very, I don't know, just – out of sync.
And as Doc had said, he's been a part of those teams that have found it in the playoffs. But to your point, you don't want to have to rely on finding it in the playoffs. And look, part of it, too, is having all of your guys at your disposal.
Yes.
And Doc himself even said it's just not going to happen before the regular season ends, at least for an extended period. So we've accepted that. But it's a matter of getting through those things and looking better and playing better going into the postseason. You mentioned what the Wizards did shooting the basketball, 51%. And again, we talked about low shooting percentages for both of these teams at the half. So a lot of that was in the second half, but twos especially. 51% from the floor on a night where they shot 24% on threes. They shot 70% on their twos in this game.
Yeah, and that's kind of been the trend for this group. At the rim, they shoot the ball well. And unfortunately, they were very much at the rim more than they should have been tonight. I mean, this team shoots 70% in the restricted area this season. That's top six in the league. And they had a lot of shots in there. That's the problem. They got to the rim way too frequently, and that was the problem. And so, you know, there's a lot of different things you look at. But, again, the other thing that's a little bit frustrating is the fact that, and this has become a strange trend, Giannis, a career-high 10 triple-doubles this season, but Milwaukee is just 5-5 in those games. And that continues to be a completely mystifying statistic, especially when you consider the fact that coming into this season, they'd been 31-3 when he had gone for a triple-double. But this season, 5-5. They have wasted some outstanding efforts from the big man, and tonight's another one of them.
Yeah, and a 35-15-10 stat line for Giannis. He and Chris, very, very good tonight, but you were just looking for that consistent secondary score that the Bucks just never really seemed to find. You saw spurts of it. Pat Connaughton had some big moments late, and that really brings to the other point of you're already playing without Damian Lillard, and then you lose Pat Beverly to an ankle issue in this game. So that is something to keep an eye on as we move into the playoffs as well.
Well, right. And, you know, point guards, as anyone who's watched this game, well, no. I mean, look, Giannis is very good at handling the ball. So is Chris, but they are not point guards. And to get your offense set up, just ask the Phoenix Suns how tough it is when you don't have a true point guard to get you going. But the good news is it doesn't look like Dame's going to be out for any extended period of time. He may even be available tomorrow night for all we know. But it's another tough one. And then, you know, the other thing is I had started to mention this fact that I had talked to Doc Rivers before this game a little bit about this idea. So it was in some ways a silver lining that you were able to win that game despite hitting your third fewest three-pointers this season on just 8 three-pointers last time out against Atlanta. He said, yeah, we got to find ways to be able to win in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
But tonight, another game where they did not shoot the ball well from three-point range. I mean, you look at the last two games for the Bucks from distance, this Milwaukee team, here I'm pulling up these numbers right now, from three-point range, yeah, 32%, 22-67. So, you know, the shooting's gotten a little bit cold, and it was even colder tonight.
Yeah, I mean, a number of things you can point to that make this a tough loss. The triple-double by Giannis, the Wizards' record, 18 offensive rebounds, too, and 23 points scored off of those offensive rebounds for the Bucks. I mean, usually that is a recipe for disaster for the opponent, and yet it's the Washington Wizards with a four-point win tonight in D.C. And as we mentioned, no time to hang your head here as the Bucks return home to begin a five-game homestand starting tomorrow night. And Doc Rivers has said a number of times we're pretty good in those revenge games. Tomorrow feels like that's one of those, the way that you lost to the Memphis Grizzlies the previous time you played them.
Well, if the Grizzlies sneak up on Milwaukee tomorrow night, there is no excuse, because they already did it once this season, and it's on the heels of a game that was all too similar to that here tonight. So I would think the Bucks should be ready to go tomorrow night. But, again, you know, we'll wait and see, because, unfortunately, this team's been a little bit difficult to predict this season, as the numbers would bear out, and tonight was more evidence of that. But still in a good spot, but not as good as they'd like it to be right now, particularly given this result tonight.
Yeah, it would have been much better if this was win number 48, but alas, they'll try for that tomorrow. And Dave, we will check in with you tomorrow from Milwaukee.
Okay, we will do just that. See you tomorrow night.
All right, that is Dave Kane calling the action in Washington, D.C. Again, a frustrating loss for the Bucks. This one goes to the Washington Wizards. 117-113, a four-point win for the Wizards, matching the margin of their lead at halftime. We'll hear from Doc Rivers momentarily and get his thoughts on his team's performance this evening. In the meantime, we'll catch you up on some of the individual numbers here. Bucks had four scorers in double figures, and as we mentioned, Giannis was one of those with his 10th triple-double of the season. 35 points, 15 rebounds, 10 assists for Giannis, and he was 15 of 21 from the field as well. Chris Middleton, 24 points, 9 rebounds, and 6 assists. He was 9 of 19 from the floor, 3 of 8 on his threes. Those are the only two Bucks scorers in double figures in the starting lineup. The other starters, Brooke Lopez, 26 minutes tonight from Brooke, 6 points, 2 rebounds, and assists, 3 block shots. All three of those came in the first half. 0 of 4 on his threes, however, and that's the number that stands out the most. Mentioned Chris Middleton was 3 of 8 on his triples in this game. We'll take Chris out of the mix. Rest of the Bucks starters were 1 of 16 on threes. 0 of 4 for Brooke Lopez. 1 of 10 for Malik Beasley, who scored 5 points with 2 rebounds and an assist. And Pat Beverly, just 22 minutes tonight. Again, had to leave with that ankle issue. 2 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. All of those numbers came in the first half for Pat Beverly. Other two Bucks scorers in double figures were off the bench. Pat Connaughton added 15, a couple of big 3-pointers in this one for Pat. But again, he was 3 of 10 on threes. 15 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists for Pat Connaughton. And Bobby Portis, a double-double off the bench with 12 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 assists. A.J. Green chipped in 6, Jay Crowder with 5, and Danilo Gallinari, 3 points as well. But as a team, Bucks just 23% on their threes, 11 makes on 48 tries. And they took 103 shot attempts in this game. Again, 18 offensive rebounds played a big part in that number. Just 45 makes, 44% shooting from the Bucks in this game. This evening, mentioned how efficient the Wizards were on their twos. The Bucks shot 62%, well below what the Wizards did at 70% on their two-point attempts in this game. Wizards had five scorers in double figures. Four of them were in the starting lineup, led by Corey Kispert. 27 points with four made three-pointers and seven rebounds. Denny Avdija with 23 points, eight rebounds, and five assists. 16 points and 13 assists for Jordan Poole. Only the third time this season Jordan Poole recorded 10 or more assists in a game. 12 points, 9 rebounds for Anthony Gill. And the final starter, Marvin Bagley III, played 9 minutes, scored 4 points, had 3 rebounds. Those two, actually 6 scorers in double figures, those two off the bench for the Wizards were Jared Butler, who scored 17 points on 7 of 10 shooting and a perfect 3 of 3 on his 3-point attempts in this game. And Tristan Vucevic, 14 points, 7 rebounds, and 3 assists. Johnny Davis, the Wisconsin native, just 1 point scored, 0 of 2 from the floor, had 2 rebounds and an assist. And Eugene Omuyuri with 3 points, all of that in the first half, a rebound and an assist. Again, Wizards outshoot the Bucks 51% to 44% for the Bucks. And from three as well, 24% for the Wizards to 23% for the Bucks. Though the Bucks did make more threes at 11 of 48, Wizards went 9 of 38. But what you would really focus in on was points in the paint. 70 for the Wizards, 56 for the Bucks. So plus 14 for the Wizards there in a game that they won by 4 points. Wizards do a good job of scoring in the paint all season long and especially of late. But as a Bucks defense with 2 7-footers, that was an area we heard Doc Rivers talk about before the game. You hoped you would have an advantage, not only defensively to slow down the Wizards' offense, but to get some of that offense yourself. 56 in the paint for the Bucks is a solid night, but it's trumped by those 70 points in the paint from the Washington Wizards. Turnovers relatively even for both these teams, 11 for the Wizards. Bucks turn those into 8 points. Bucks turned the ball over 12 times, and the Wizards scored 11 off of those. And fast break points, advantage Wizards, 18 to 10, the margin there. But again, the areas that you would circle in terms of frustration for the Bucks: the triple-double from Giannis, his 10th of the season, and his team now 500 in those games where he has recorded a triple-double. So 44 in the career for Giannis. They're 36-8 in those games where Giannis has recorded a triple-double, but this year they're just 500 at 5-5. And the offensive rebounds number 18 for the Bucks that led to 23 second-chance points. That usually leads to success, and it was not the case tonight as the Wizards just 5 offensive rebounds and only scored 4 points off of those. The Bucks dominant on the glass. But it didn't matter on a night where the Wizards were getting what they needed around the basket. And they win this one tonight in D.C., 117 to 113. Let's head back to Washington, D.C. and hear from Doc Rivers.
Doc, I mean, 15 points is not an insurmountable deficit in this day and age. But, you know, why, you know, 15 to start the third, get within 3, goes to 12. I guess, why do you think we weren't able to kind of get over
that? No idea. We didn't get any stops all night. They crushed us in transition. You know, this is what they do. We talked about it before the game. But we had like inexcusable transition D plays to start the third quarter. You know, 3 or 4 times they snuck from behind us. They drove us. It's a disappointing loss. Not much more to say about it.
You'd kind of mentioned before the game that, you know, if you're not ready to play in the NBA, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
Did you feel like that's kind of what happened?
I don't know. I just think they outplayed us. Give them credit. I thought they were faster, quicker. They attacked. You know, we took 2 days off, you know, for a reason to get our legs. And I felt like we were very sloppy. That may have something to do with it. I don't know. But I don't know if we took them light or not, to be honest. I just thought they outplayed us.
I think they outscore you 70-56 in the paint.
Yeah.
What were you seeing from them being able
just
to get to the
they
paint?
Beat us off the dribble everywhere. We couldn't contain the ball the entire night. We would have pretty good defensive stands. And then when they swung the ball, the guy just, it was almost like they should run their play to get to an ISO. Because then they beat us off the dribble, and give them credit, they moved the ball.
And then I was going to say, just the 56 points in the paint for you. What were you seeing about? It looked like you guys had a size advantage tonight. Yeah. You could have kind of owned in.
Yeah, I didn't think we took advantage of it. You know, I thought, and now I will say, we can't get better shots as far as the threes we had. I mean, our best 3-point shooters were wide open. It wasn't like they were contested. They were wide open shots. But we missed a lot of them. You know, I still thought that we should have posted more. And honestly, they were trapping. It probably would have led to another three. So you'll live with the ones we took tonight overall, because they're mostly good ones.
Is that the hard part of it? It makes maybe the transition defense a little more disappointing when the shots aren't falling. You know, Brooke and Bees aren't going to miss that many that often. But then...
Yeah, Bobby, I mean, you think Brooke, wide open threes tonight. Bobby, wide open threes tonight. Malik, wide open threes. AJ missed a couple. Pat Connaughton missed a couple. Jay missed a couple. I mean, it was just one of those nights. You know, you could say drive the ball, but we're a great three-point shooting team, and I want them to have the confidence to keep shooting it. What I didn't want is any contested shots, and I didn't think we took a lot of those. I thought we took pretty good shots tonight. We just didn't make any. It'll be interesting. I didn't think the ball moved in the first half the way it should have. I thought it was interesting. Guys coming to the huddle when we were making that run, everyone was doing this, and we were like, yeah, move the ball and you're fine. But defensively is what bothered me more tonight. We just couldn't get stops when we needed stops.
Do you have an update on Pat Bev?
I think it's a sprained ankle. I think he'll be fine. I don't know if he'll miss games or not.
Before this trip, I'd asked about, you know, what you feel like is not traveling in your game on the road. Another 1-2 road.
I don't know. I think focus. I don't know what it is. You know, it's funny. I've actually been sitting back and watching everything. Not just our players, but our travel crew, everything. And I've made a lot of notes. I will say that. I won't share that, but we don't bring the necessary professionalism, seriousness on the road, and that's something that we can fix. That's something we're going to have to fix.
Do you feel like that just gets cleaned up in the playoffs? Like, have you seen that in the past? That
yeah, I'm not concerned. Playoffs, yeah. The playoffs are a new beast, but I'm looking at it for the long run too. I mean, it's not just for now. Like, we got to be a better road team, and if we're not, we're doing something wrong. You know, as a coaching staff, we have to figure out what we need to do different as far as practices and training. As a travel staff, not talking players, we may have to do something different there too, because something's missing. And everybody seems happy, you know, but except for me after a game, you know. And so I just think we're doing something wrong, and we have to figure that out. Thanks, guys.
Head coach Doc Rivers, after a 4-point loss tonight in D.C. to the Wizards, 117 to 113, the final score. We'll get into all of the rest of the numbers on the post-game show, and that comes your way after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
A cancer diagnosis shouldn't have to mean living without joy or optimism. At the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Cancer Network, we're pushing to put cancer in its place. By bringing together teams of leading specialists who are pioneering ways to treat every type of cancer, and by unleashing promising new clinical trials, let's push ahead until every cancer diagnosis is a story of survivorship. To learn more about breakthrough cancer care, visit Frederick.com/cancer. Heart disease won't stop us. Diabetes, allergies, cancer. Nothing will keep the Frederick and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network from pushing Wisconsin ahead. We're constantly raising the bar for medical excellence and providing more ways to receive it, so you have it for all your health needs, big and small. Let's push ahead, and we'll make life here as great as it can be. Visit Frederick.com to find out how.
This is Bucks OT.
Takes it into the paint, attacks the rack, sends it down with a grown man dunk. Oh, the Greek Freak, he's eaten now.
A final look at the game and a preview of the next matchup on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Garcia on the BMO Bucks Radio Network as the Bucks lose in Washington, D.C. to the Wizards. 117 to 113, final score tonight. A night where Giannis records his 10th triple-double of the season. 35, 15, and 10 for Giannis. But the Bucks dropped to 5-5 in those 10 games this season where Giannis has recorded a triple-double. Was not one singular force for the Washington Wizards. They had a consistent offensive attack across the board, and it was in the paint. 70 points in the paint, 18 fast break points as well. They played at a faster pace, and they scored around the rim. Areas that the Bucks, as Doc Rivers said, could not slow down. Even the moments where he felt his defense played well and was locked in, there were breakdowns, and typically those happened in the paint and around the rim. Again, 70-56, the difference on points in the paint in this one. Jordan Poole, 16 points and 13 assists for the Milwaukee native. It's just the third time this season that Jordan Poole has 10 or more assists in a game. And it was a night where Jordan Poole went just 1 of 6 on his three-point attempts. Bucks again, just 11 of 48. A couple of games now we've seen this pop up recently where they just have not had the shot falling from the outside. And as we just heard from Doc Rivers, there were good looks, and in many cases, open looks that they just could not get to drop. Malik Beasley, 1 of 10. Pat Connaughton, 3 of 10. Brooke Lopez, 0 for 4. Bobby Portis, 0 for 3. Jay Crowder, 1 for 6. That was the night for the Bucks. The only three players, that made more than one three-pointer in this game. Chris Middleton was 3 of 8. 3 of 10 that we already mentioned from Pat Connaughton, and A.J. Green, 2 of 4. But again, take Chris out of the mix, and the Bucks starters in this game, just 1 of 16 on their three-point attempts, 4 of 24 total for the starters, 7 of 24 from the bench, and 5 of those 7 makes, as we just referenced, came from Pat Connaughton and A.J. Green. The big stories: bench points, favor of the Bucks, offensive rebounding, and second chance points off of those in favor of the Bucks. Turnovers, relatively even the point production off of turnovers. It really came down to what the Wizards were able to do around the basket. And that Bucks defense, just as we heard from Coach Doc Rivers, not coming up with enough stops in this one to win the game. And that was effectively the story. As we mentioned, it's the danger of letting a team not only hang around. The Wizards did more than hang around. They led this game by as many as 15 points. And that Bucks lead would only reach 4 points. It felt like the Wizards were in front by 2 possessions basically for the duration of the second half. And that was essentially the case as the Bucks went on a couple of charges, never really able to sink that margin any lower than what we saw at the very, very end, when it got down to 4 points a couple of times in those final 5 minutes. The Bucks were able to stick at that distance, but never any closer than that. And the Washington Wizards win this one tonight, 117 to 113. Bucks did not win the game. They did, however, win the opening tip. And in doing so, they've scored another $500 for Milwaukee Habitat for Humanity, donated by Sargento. Sargento, the official cheese of the Milwaukee Bucks. As a team tonight, the Bucks handed out 31 assists on those 45 made field goals, and they were led by Giannis, who had 10 of those 31 assists, including our assist of the game, brought to you by Freightert and the Medical College of Wisconsin Health Network. 117 to 113, the final, not the score we had hoped for. But the Bucks fall to the Washington Wizards. Take a look at the play of the game and preview what's up next. A 5-game homestand for the Bucks, which begins less than 24 hours from now at home against the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll take a look at that game and the homestand after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hey, hey, hey. Grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate, and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW, it's the Phillips Moose Lodge Bingo. The current progressive jackpot starts at over $1,180, and proceeds are used to support area community projects and events. For more information, you can find them on Facebook at Moose2661. Once again, that is Saturday, April 6th, starting at 6 p.m. at the Phillips VFW.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
What's on your to-do list? Check your mail? Get groceries? How about getting your annual vaccines? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. Because we've got you. With local vaccine events and access to transportation, protecting yourself and your loved ones is not a chore anymore.
You've got this.
A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging. Funded by the U.S. Administration for Community Living through a grant to U.S. Aging. Learn more at yougotthis.usaging.org.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
117-113 final in Washington, D.C. The Wizards beat the Bucks tonight. On a night where Giannis records his 10th triple-double of the season, and it comes on a night that we mentioned the Cavaliers are playing, the Miami Heat and New York Knicks are playing, the 76ers got a big lift. They are playing. We'll get you caught up on all of those scores and what this final result means for the Bucks as well. As I mentioned, the Sixers and the Heat versus Knicks games, those two are about to go final. Cavaliers game, they're playing in Utah against the Jazz. That's headed into halftime, but we do have those two big ones we can update you on momentarily here. Our play of the game brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. It's the stat line of Giannis. Again, 10th triple-double of the season for Giannis. And just not enough tonight. And most disappointing is that the Bucks are 500, 5-5 in those 10 games where Giannis has recorded a triple-double. 35, 15, and 10 for Giannis. Points, rebounds, and assists. And he did it shooting 15 of 21 from the floor. As well. So better than 60% from the field once again for Giannis in this game. And his team just comes up short, 117-113. But that 35 points, 15 rebounds, and 10 assists from Giannis, that stat line is our play of the game, brought to you by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Find your win at the Midwest premier gaming, entertainment, and hotel destination. All of that and more waits for you at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. We will take a look at the NBA scoreboard, get you updated on those two interesting games that have just about gone final, what it means in the standings, and preview game number one of a five-game homestand tomorrow night against the Memphis Grizzlies. We'll get to all of that after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Get ready to savor victory at MT Pockets. Our star player, roasted chicken, delivering that crispy championship flavor. Join us from Wednesday to Saturday for a winning lineup. Try our pterodactyl wings, $11 for four pieces or a half chicken, both MVPs on the team. Hungry for more action? Slam dunk six wings for $15, accompanied by your choice of fries and our homemade slaw. On Fridays, it's a fish fry face-off. Two pieces for $10 or three for $12. And for the ultimate game changer, taste our tiger shrimp, the perfect addition to any meal. MT Pockets, where every bite's a victory lap.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
As you age, you may have questions about finding transportation, healthy meals, or other services around your home and in your community. And the Elder Care Locator has the answers at 1-800-677-1116.